Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Today is the day they pretty much have to decide whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, because tomorrow is the deadline to change your party affiliation in Utah. Joining me live to help explain this whole process, Weber County Clerk Ricky Hatch. As always, Ricky, a pleasure to speak with you. I understand you're not in Weber County today.
Correct. I'm back in Washington, D.C. with a national elections conference.
And meantime, back here at home, we're at a deadline. So first of all, what time tomorrow is the deadline?
It is 5 o'clock tomorrow night, January 9th.
So how does this work? Can anybody, whether Republican, Democrat, or independent currently, choose a different party or to be nothing? You just have a free slate to do whatever you want before tomorrow?
Yes. Almost all the time throughout the year, voters are free to change their voter affiliation at any time. There are some restrictions as you get close to the election. But in even years, the legislature has put on this requirement, especially in this presidential year, that come January 9th, once you've declared your party, you're locked in until July. Now, if you're unaffiliated, you can still register with the party as the elections get closer. But if you belong to a party, your registration will be locked in as of tomorrow night.
Okay, so if you are a Democrat, you say, Biden has this, I want to be a Republican for the time being, because I want to say in this whole Trump, Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis thing, boom, today I'm a Republican. You fill out a form on the web. Is that pretty much the way it goes?
That's it. You just basically are filling out a change to your voter registration form. It doesn't take very long. We will process those, and you'll be notified of your ballot coming in the mail and your successful registration change.
Now, for somebody who's a little bit afraid of government forms and websites, is it an easy process, or do you have to have your driver's license out and a bunch of documents?
It's super easy. You go to vote.utah.gov, and you'll click on update, change, or update my voter registration. And you do have to provide some information. We have to make sure it's secure. But you have to provide some information, but it's not hard. It's like driver's license, social security, date of birth, address, things like that. And it usually takes less than 3 minutes to change it online.
And you can change from being part of a party to independent if you want, correct?
Yes, but be careful with the word independent. There's a party out there called the Independent American Party. You're not independent. That's a political party. So if you want to not belong to any political party, you check yourself as unaffiliated.
Got it. Now, what happens if you miss the deadline? After tomorrow, too late. Sorry, if you were a Republican, you're still going to be a Republican in the primaries.
That's right. And you'll be treated as a Republican from an election standpoint all the way through the primary election. So if you want to change your party right now, today is the day, or for sure tomorrow before 5.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time. I'll let you get back to the hors d'oeuvres or whatever you're doing in Washington. We appreciate you coming on the air. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
Ricky Hatch from Weber County. He's the county clerk.